Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2 says, "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise." I love that. Hey, friend, welcome to this 11th day of February 2018. Welcome to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. If you're not too familiar with the program, we focus on Jesus. Yep, it's all about him. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And so glad to have you along for the ride for the next, 30 or so minutes, give or take. I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to spring. Just want to throw that out there. I need to download one of those apps on your phone that tells you how many more days, like a countdown app until spring. I'm probably going to do that after church today. So, yep, sign me up for that. Hey, coming up here in just a few moments, got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one. It's Lincoln Brewster, and today is the day here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I'm casting my cares aside. I'm leaving my past behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hand to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good, is good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. I'm putting my fears aside. I'm leaving my doubts behind. I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good, is good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. Stand upon your truth. In all my days I'll live for you. I will stand upon your truth. In all my days I'll live for you. For you. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. Giving you my fears and sorrows. Where you lead me, I will follow. Trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day.
Well, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll enjoying my fellowship with you. I got God's Word here to my left and a nice hot cup of coffee. You're on my right. I hope you are. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Exodus chapter 6, verse 6 says, I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. Oh, I love this quote from William Arthur Ward. He said one time, with God's strength behind you and his arms beneath you, you can face whatever lies ahead of you.
Of your mighty love, my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. I shout to the Lord on the earth there. Mountains bow down and the seas roar at the sound of your name. And I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. My Savior, for there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, you're my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. I let every breath, all that I am, and never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth that I sing. A power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas roar at the sound.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify. Glorify, glorify. before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the ancient of days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
That's right. We are lifting up Jesus here on this Sunday. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and a deadly jungle spider has migrated to the U.S. and is killing people. Well, that was a story that was sent to me and several of my friends on an email list. And, well, after finding a few reliable websites, that story was a hoax. You ever get one of those emails just like, what in the world is this? Yeah, the truth could only be verified by consulting a trusted source. You know, a group of first century believers living in Macedonia understood the importance of confirming what they were hearing was actually from the Word of God. In fact, the folks in Berea received the word with all readiness, the Bible says, and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. They were listening to Paul and wanted to make sure that what he was saying was lined up with the teachings of the Old Testament. They needed to verify whatever he was teaching with the source. Friend, when we hear spiritual ideas that disturb us, we need to be cautious, really. We can search the scriptures for ourselves, listen to trustworthy sources, and seek wisdom from Jesus. God's truth stands any test.
And you are worthy. You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. And thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you on this February the 11th, 2018. In fact, a couple of weeks from now, my wife and I are going to be out of town enjoying a nice little getaway, kind of hanging our head up of responsibility and turning off our phones and not checking any emails, kind of looking forward to that. You know, I love God's Word. Psalm 139, verse 17 says, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you." Friend, how cool is it that the same God that created mountains and oceans and galaxies looked at you and thought the world needed one of you too? Tried on Christ the solid rock I stand. Friend, I pray that you are standing in his truth, standing in his word, and standing in his promises today. It's Joey Carroll here on Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. You can always catch up with me. I really do love hearing from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. And you can always write to us here at the radio ministry. It's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, Fran, I'm going to hang up my headphones here for today. I'm going to spend some time with God's people, and, well, I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.